SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Wisdom Warriors. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful, building emotional intelligence through self-awareness. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're just reacting instead of responding? Trust me, I've been there. But the good news is, we can learn to become masters of our own emotional landscape. So, what exactly is emotional intelligence? It's not about being a super sensitive flower who cries at everything. It's about understanding your emotions, how they impact you, and how you can use them to make better decisions. Think of it like this. Your emotions are powerful tools, but if you don't know how to wield them, they can backfire. Here's the Stoic secret sauce for mastering those emotions: self-awareness. It's all about paying attention to what's going on inside your head and body. Think of it as a mental check-in. How are you feeling right now? What triggered that feeling? Are you letting your emotions control your actions, or are you consciously choosing how to respond? Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Logan. And you're right, it takes practice. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you become more self-aware, you can start to manage your emotions better. You'll find yourself less reactive, more resilient, and even more empathetic towards others. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional intelligence. 1. Recognize your triggers. We all have things that set us off: a rude comment, a missed deadline, or even just a bad cup of coffee. The first step is to identify your personal triggers. What situations or people tend to make you feel angry, stressed, or anxious? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. 2. Label your emotions. It sounds simple, but putting a name to your feelings can be incredibly powerful. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try being more specific. Are you feeling sad, frustrated, disappointed, or overwhelmed? By labeling your emotions, you create space between the feeling and your reaction. 3. Don't judge your emotions. Remember, all emotions are valid. There's no such thing as a good or bad emotion. They're just signals telling you something about yourself and your situation. Instead of judging your emotions, try to understand them. What are they trying to tell you? 4. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Even a few minutes of mindful breathing each day can make a big difference in your emotional well-being. You know that feeling when you're completely lost in a good book or a captivating conversation? That's mindfulness. 5. Find healthy outlets. We all need healthy ways to express and process our emotions. Exercise, creative activities, spending time in nature, or talking to a trusted friend or therapist can be great outlets for emotional release. Let me tell you a story that perfectly illustrates the power of self-awareness. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly, someone bumps into you and spills their coffee all over your new shirt. Now, I bet your immediate reaction was anger or frustration, right? Your heart might be racing, and you could feel that urge to yell at them. But hold on a second, take a deep breath and pause. Here's where self-awareness comes in. Instead of reacting impulsively, ask yourself, "How am I feeling right now? What triggered this anger? Is it really worth ruining my day over this?" By taking a moment to check in with yourself, you can choose a more constructive response. Maybe you simply say, "Oops, that's unfortunate," and move on. See? Self-awareness is like that superpower that allows you to make conscious choices instead of being ruled by your emotions. It empowers you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. So remember, Wisdom Warriors, building emotional intelligence through self-awareness is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, practice consistently, and celebrate those small wins along the way. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one of your biggest triggers today. Then, next time you feel that familiar rush of emotion, pause, breathe, and label what you're experiencing. Share your insights with me on social media. I can't wait to hear your journey. Until tomorrow, keep striving for that inner peace, one conscious breath at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.